1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel and Hamas have extended their ceasefire by a day. The deal was announced by their mediator, Qatar, and there was an American in the latest group of hostages released by Hamas. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Tel Aviv.
49-year-old American Liant Bainin, mother of three with ties to Philadelphia and New York, worked as a teacher and tour guide and was kidnapped from kibbutz Nir Oz along with her husband, Aviv. Right after Liant crossed into safety, we spoke with her sister, Tal.
It still took some time until we got that final okay that she really was amongst the people that were returned.
The world's reacting to the death of Henry Kissinger at 100. He was Secretary of State during two presidential administrations, played a key role in shaping U.S. foreign policy in the 20th century. Much of that came with controversy. Japanese crews continue to search the waters for the seven crew members missing after their U.S. Air Force Osprey crashed. One was confirmed dead. This is ABC News. A winter storm's in the forecast for Hawaii, and officials on Maui are working to prevent ash from the August wildfire from flowing into storm drains. On Thursday, Tesla is set to deliver its first production Cybertrucks.
Tesla is set to hold a live event at its factory in Austin, Texas, during which 10 customers will take delivery of the first consumer-ready Cybertrucks. The electric pickup was initially targeted for a 2021 launch, but faced numerous production delays. In that time, competitors like Ford and Rivian have introduced their own electric pickups. Kevin Williams with Inside EV says not to count Tesla out.
For every person that thinks it's going to flop, there's like two that think it's going to be a wild runaway success. I don't think anybody knows.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Musk on Wednesday apologized for endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory on his social media platform, but he said that advertisers who've stopped spending on X in response are engaging in blackmail. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face off tonight against the Bulls, but Milwaukee will be without Pat Connaughton. He suffered a sprained ankle against the Heat in Miami and could miss the next few games. The Bucks learn they will host the Knicks next Tuesday night for the in-season tournament quarterfinals. College football. Wisconsin backup quarterback Miles Burkett announced he's headed for the transfer portal. He thanked Paul Christ and Luke Fickell. Burkett was a star high school quarterback in Franklin, Wisconsin, but says he's disappointed he never got any playing time this year. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. I asked Jordan Love if he's been impressed with rookie tight end Tucker Kraft as a possible receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I was definitely surprised by that in the Chargers game. You know, you see stuff in practice, but obviously sometimes in practice we're not live, so you can't see guys breaking tackles, things like that. And just like I said, I think it's something that the more he gets the ball, he's going to get more comfortable, and he's going to be doing more of that.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebs Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 42. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 27 tonight, partly cloudy. 35 tomorrow, chance of snow showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommers, it is hump day.
Hump day!
Very good. The camel was right on top of it today. Right on top of it, and I appreciate that so very much. Apologies for the voice. It is not COVID, I can tell you that, but suffering through a little congestion. I'm on the Mucinex, several other prescription drugs. No, I stood under the shower. I did Kreitlow's show this morning, and I was under the shower before and after, and I still just... At least I put clothes on this week for Kreitlow's show.
That's good. I already have next week's segment planned out. This is awesome.
It is Wednesday. It is Crossover Wednesday. That means our friend and colleague, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, from the banks of Lake Wissota, the host of Up North News Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at least, 6 until 8, joins us. And from the nation's capital, it is Trygve Olsen, a one-time Republican like myself, and has left the party like myself, and now works as a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Gentlemen, I had topics to discuss right off the bat, but I want to bring to our listeners, I want your opinion on this. It is breaking from the Daily Cardinal newspaper here in Madison, Wisconsin, one of the two papers, student papers here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, doing great reporting. I think the Bible said, a child shall lead them. Well, these guys are not children, but they're young people, certainly young reporters at the Daily Cardinal. And this is great reporting from Liam Buran, or Buran. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. I apologize, Liam. But Liam Buran, or Buran, one of the reporters from the Daily Cardinal, on something that we have been following now for almost a year, or a little over a year, actually. And this is the attack on our University of Wisconsin.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Some students, unquote, Rothman wrote in a list of recommendations sent on September 1st of this year. Rothman is quoted in this email by the Daily Cardinal as saying, quote, make the painful cuts and adjustments at one time and then move on. Unquote. Pat Kreitlow, before I break FCC rules, I'll hand it over to you. What is, you are a former state legislature representing a rural, largely low-income area in northwest Wisconsin. What say you?
I, too, will be watching my language to keep our broadcast license, but let me start. The first reaction needs to be completely clear from this person who came from a low-income family and went to UW-Eau Claire for a great liberal arts education that has allowed me to do so much more with my life than I'd have gone to one career-specific track. Here's my message to Jay Rothman. Resign. Resign today. If this email is true, resign today. You are not qualified to run the University of Wisconsin system, still named the University of Wisconsin system. We're not doing any of those marketing games anymore. Step down before you further taint this great institution. Just leave.
Agreed. Craig V. Olson.
It's outrageous. It is outrageous. And here's the thing that Jay Rothman should understand. These might be some names of people that he knows. Tammy Baldwin, Greta Van Susteren, Andrea Mitchell, Dick Cheney, Jim Lovell, Frank Lloyd Wright, Georgia O'Keeffe, Joan Cusick, Liberace, Charles Lindbergh, all of them, liberal arts educations from the University of Wisconsin schools, except for Dick Cheney. He didn't graduate. Like, liberal arts is the core of a civil society. Jay Rothman, disaster.
There's no other way to put it. It's just disastrous.
Disaster.
It's appalling to me. And this is something that we came on the air just over a year ago on this program. Our first on-location program was at the University of Wisconsin Richland in Richland Center, my hometown, where I went to, admittedly, 3 years to a two-year school, and then transferred to Platteville and got a liberal arts degree went for liberal arts at both institutions, at Richland and at Platteville, a communication degree. My life was forever changed because of my education at a liberal arts university at UW-Richland and UW-Platteville. And we said over a year ago, when we received this information that Jay Rothman was planning on suspending classes, tantamount to closing, and then he did close the two-year campus, we had former chancellor of the last one, who was the chancellor of the 2 years, an extension, Kathy Sandeen, on this program. And she went on the record saying that she had put together a comprehensive program that adjusted the two-year mission for today's environment, while also putting together and spending a lot of money on a professional marketing plan for the 2 years without closing one. And we said at the time, this is a canary in the coal mine. And by many across the state, we were laughed at. And now here today, the great reporting of the Daily Cardinal in Madison, they have exposed Jay Rothman for what he is, a fraud, a sham, a grifter, who is here to attack low income, that he is attacking the Wisconsin idea, which is the borders of our university are the borders of our state.
The only way to explain this is that Jay Rothman could not get it done with the budget. Here was somebody brought in, you know, with the great blessings of the big business community, with the great blessings of many, if maybe not all Republicans, but many Republicans, and was going to bring this pro-business, you know, mindset to the UW schools and get it into some kind of a better place. And he couldn't get the job done. He could not get the respect of legislators for whatever reason. And it almost seems like he's decided, well, if they didn't like me then, I guess I need to speak more of their language, which is, of course, anti-public education, anti-liberal arts education. So maybe they'll like me now, and that's how we'll get at least a little bit of money for the engineering building or something like that. But it is essentially the call is coming from inside the house. Is where the attack is coming from now, and it's coming from the very top, and it is long past time for regents to speak up and for others to speak up to say this is not the right path forward for the University of Wisconsin system.
Pat, isn't it particularly egregious, though, that he cites low-income areas?
Yes, I cannot tell you. When you first said, you know, moving away from liberal arts, I'm like, okay, yeah, I've heard that before. I get that. But to be somebody who would have liked to have gone to many other schools. I went to UW-Eau Claire because I knew I could get just enough in Pell Grants to cover it, coming from, you know, a family that was on food stamps, a single mom raising a sick kid and the three of us other siblings. You know, that was my path out of poverty. This is a personal attack, not against me personally, but every other kid out there in Wisconsin right now whose parents are doing the best they can. But they're struggling and they need help. And at a time when our legislators are letting us down in terms of financial support for the university, support that could go toward financial aid, they're opposing things like student loan forgiveness. This simply rubs more salt in the wound.
I grew up in my parents were divorced when I was 11, 12. My mom would wear hand-me-downs from our great aunt. We would shut off the kitchen while she made a frozen tombstone pizza to heat the kitchen where we did our homework. And then my sister and I would eat, and whatever few pieces were left, that's what my mom had for dinner. Mm-hmm. And she went to bed hungry at night, mm-hmm. so that my sister and I could have an education. And thanks to her, and my father did eventually help out with college as well, and largely to Pell Grants. That's how I was able to go to college and better myself. Trigvi, I know you have a similar story.
Well, here's what, this is my story. So my dad, who worked at 3M, started washing glasses and ended up being pretty successful. He insisted that I get it when I went to Eau Claire, that I major in something that would get me a job after. So he was like, you know, you need business, whatever. We compromised. I got a degree in economics, and then I got to study what I wanted, which was literature and English. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, having gone through my life, that liberal arts degree in English, learning how to write a sentence, learning literally who are the good sisters in life and when you're King Lear and who are the ones that are trying to do you evil, has been far more valuable than anything I learned in an economics class. Far more.
Yeah.
The idea, it's not just the whole cutting off education, but the cutting off of liberal arts education, particularly to the people that, quite frankly, need that opportunity the most, and what liberal arts can provide, is crazy.
Oh yeah, just turn them into drones. Just, you know, find a skill to get a job now. Don't worry about, you know, critical thinking and things like that. I mean, it buys into every accusation. The worst accusations that people make against, you know, right-wing politics, that, oh, they just want the people to grow up dumb and just, you know, be compliant workers. And I'd like to think better of that, but something like that only feeds that narrative.
Trivial.
No, because why? Here's the thing, Pat. You don't want those people reading the classics and actually being able to have original thoughts themselves about great ideas, like what kind of country we should live in or what kind of state we should live in.
Right.
Pat, last 30 seconds of yours, my friend.
I think that in order to, again, preserve the broadcast license and the integrity of this program, I will yield my time, and I'm going to go write an editorial right now.
Sounds good. We'll be back with more of this. Your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Pat Kreitlow every morning, 6 until 8, Up North News Radio. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
See you guys.
Back with Trigby and your calls. We're not going to quit on this story. We're following it on the other side.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the promoter at 414-944-1704.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tyler Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. No, I can't go for that. The present at 20 after, by the way, of 12 noon, toddy is hot. It's fall weather. It's a hot toddy here on the Todd Allable Show on Civic Media this afternoon. I am hot because in outstanding reporting by the Daily Cardinal, we have learned breaking news.
What's the reporter's name? Say the kid's name.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me get it. Hang on a second. I got to just back out of here. Make
and
sure I got it right.
Honestly, some aspiring journalistic entity should hire this kid.
Yeah, it's Liam Beran. I'm not sure if it's Beran or Beren. It's Liam Beran. You can follow him on Twitter at Liam P as in Paul, Liam P Beran. He is the campus news editor at the Daily Cardinal at UW-Madison. And I reached out to him before the show when this broke to see if we can get him on today. And this is fantastic. This reporter who broke statewide news said, I'd love to, but I had to go to class. So this is the guy who broke statewide news that nobody else could find. And he's in class right now at UW-Madison. We're trying to have him join us on Friday.
And you know, that's really fitting because if those classes don't exist, then he can't find the corruption and expose it.
Right. So Liam Beran of the Daily Cardinal broke this story. It's an exclusive at the Daily Cardinal in which the current president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, has sent a letter to the chancellors of the 4 years on September 1st, suggesting that chancellors, quote, shift away, unquote, from liberal arts programs at low income campuses. And Trigby, you're going to love this. The email that he got, I'm not sure whether it was Open Records or how he got it. This is an email from the Chancellor of UW River Falls, Maria Guerrero. It was River Falls who led the way to break this story. They're your alma mater. For people who don't know, Trigby's alma mater.
Not my alma mater.
Where you grew up?
I was an Eau Claire.
Yeah, you Eau Claire grad.
I took liberal arts classes between my junior and senior year in high school and my senior year and freshman year in college at River Falls. Listen, it's just dumbfounding to me. But honestly, there's an attitude within parts of the conservative ecosystem in Wisconsin that believe this. Scott Walker was on this kick for a while. And, you know, I don't know, maybe he's still mad because he supposedly couldn't pass a French class. Yes, I think it was Scott Walker speaks French. Oh, wait, he couldn't pass the class, so he didn't get his degree. But honestly, so maybe that's why he's got a Jones for liberal arts. Right. But the bottom line is liberal, it's so outrageous.
Facebook line, our ongoing contributor listener, Jeff Perry, says, and this is a great point by Perry.
Yeah.
Governor Evers had better finally speak out about this. I could not agree more.
100%.
I mean, the governor
honestly,
now, the governor
like
now,
a gimme putt.
The governor now has a majority of regions on the Board of Regents nominated by him. These are the majority is now no longer dominated by Scott Walker appointees of the Wisconsin Board of Regents. They are Evers appointees. So Maggie Gow, who's the chief of staff to Governor Tony Evers, maybe you better go down to the Argus and figure this out with Jeff Barrant, the right-hand guy, the vice president of the UW system, and quit trying to protect each other and for once frickin' protect the taxpayers of this state. I am sick of this. This inbred, incestuous relationship of the president's staff and the governor's office and the governor of the state does not have the balls to speak out about this. Because he's trying to protect. I don't know who he's trying to protect. This is the Wisconsin idea. Tommy Thompson would be.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
CBS News Brief. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend their truce to a seventh day. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says top American officials have been pushing for the ceasefire to continue.
The ceasefire in Gaza continues. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend a temporary pause in hostilities. The news came just minutes before the deal was set to expire this morning.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died. CBS's Pamela Falk.
Henry Kissinger will be remembered as the professor statesman who opened the door to China, negotiated detente with the Soviets, and blundered badly in Vietnam.
Kissinger was 100. An American military Osprey aircraft has crashed, this time off the coast of southern Japan. One person is dead. The status of the others on board isn't known. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
At least the near future, meaning several years, the Marines are pretty well stuck with the Osprey and have got to figure out how they make it a safer, more reliable aircraft.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for 3 pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 39 today, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 18. 34 tomorrow, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up. That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 42. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 27 tonight, partly cloudy. 35 tomorrow, chance of snow showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Love wine or beer? Make your own. The Wine and Hop Shop has home brewing and winemaking starter kits for all budgets. With our free expert advice, making your own is fun, easy, and delicious. Visit the Wine and Hop Shop at 1919 Monroe Street in Madison and at wineandhop.com today. Give the gift of a hobby with a home brewing or winemaking starter kit from the Wine and Hop Shop. The shop's starter kits and free expert advice make brewing beer and making wine a snap. Be a holiday hero and visit the Wine and Hop Shop at 1919 Monroe Street in Madison or wineandhop.com today.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm looking forward to being back on the air with you every weekday on the Civic Media Network and on our app very soon. A big shout out to Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and of course, our fantastic guests who have been helping to hold down the fort while I've been gone. So I can't wait to talk to you soon.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Wednesday hump day, November 29th, 2023, 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Our ongoing guest, our regular, our contributor, our friend, Mr. Trygve Olsen, former Republican like myself, now senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us every Wednesday as he does. I'm sorry if I seem a little distracted there, Trygve. I just sent a tweet, because I still call it that. I don't call it X. From our show page, the Todd Alpo page. And I thought maybe just in case they weren't listening, I added, and I asked Jay Rothman and UW System and Maggie Gao, the chief of staff to Governor Tony Evers. I said, hey, turn us on. Reason, Daily Cardinal. So hopefully they tune us in, because look, you guys, we've kind of danced around this quite a bit and tried to be deferential. But now, in light of this outstanding reporting today by the Daily Cardinal's Liam Baran, or Baran, B-E-R-A-N, Liam Baran, outstanding reporter, breaking the news in this email dated Friday, September 1st. And this is a copy of the one that went to, I assume it's the Chancellor, Maria Gallo, PhD at UW River Falls. This is an email in which the president of the UW system suggested that campuses move away, quote, shift away, to use the exact language, from liberal arts programs in low income campuses. Let me read you the direct quote again. This is in an email obtained by the Daily Cardinal from Jay Rothman to the four-year chancellors. Quote, consider shifting away from liberal arts programs to programs that are more career specific, particularly if the institution serves a large number of low income students. Unquote. Then jumping down, he says, Jay Rothman does, make the painful cuts and adjustments at one time and then move on. Unquote. The person that is put and entrusted, I'll use the word entrusted, with one of, if not perhaps, our greatest institution within the state of Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin system, is suggesting to his colleagues, to his subordinates, to cut programming of liberal arts, particularly where areas are served by two low-income students. It is an assault on the Wisconsin idea. It's an assault to every poor, low-income person in this state. It's an assault to every small town and village and city who hosts a two-year campus. It's an assault to Wisconsinites everywhere. And I concur and agree with Pat Kreitlow, my co-host from Up North News. Jay Rothman, resign. It's appalling, Trygve.
Here's the question that I have. Like, what could the possible political rationale be for the governor not coming out and making, like, calling for Rothman's resignation and making a huge issue out of this? Like, I don't understand what they're doing.
I agree.
Why would not? This is a gimme putt.
You were.
It's another one. Don't understand. I don't understand their approach politically.
You worked for both former Governor Tommy Thompson and former Governor Scott McCallum. I never worked directly for a governor. I worked for a Senate Majority Leader, Dale Schultz, who is also the chair at one time of the Higher Education Committee in the state Senate. I will tell you that Dale Schultz, I'm pretty confident, if he had received this letter from any university president while he was chair of the university's colleges committee in the state Senate or as majority leader, I feel fairly confident that Dale would have publicly called for Jay Rothman or that president's resignation. And if I were advising Governor Evers, I would immediately this afternoon hold a press conference and call for Jay Rothman's resignation. It's the right thing to do. Forget about politics, Trigvy. It's the right thing to do.
It is. But I don't understand why they're not. I mean, yes, Jay Rothman needs to go. In addition to that, though, like, if I were the governor of Wisconsin, if I were the Democratic governor of Wisconsin, it's literally going to be ground zero in the next presidential election. Right? The University of Wisconsin system, I just got done doing a survey in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. The University of Wisconsin system is one of the three most respected institutions in the state, along with public education in general. The local schools are the most respected.
Yeah.
I don't understand, if you're Tony Evers, why you're not going to River Falls, Stevens Point, La Crosse, meeting with students in the community and saying, this is not going to happen.
Yes.
We are taking the Wisconsin idea that is the driver and educator and the hub of your communities, and we are going to defend it. That is a hill that we will die on before we allow radical ideologues to impose a dystopian future on our state.
Totally agree. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Love to hear from you. Go down to Milwaukee and our colleague who is the host of the Maggie Dawn Show every evening across Civic Media from 6 until 7 joins us. Maggie, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Love listening to you on my lunch hour. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
that is one of the most tone-deaf and problematic statements from the head of one of the nation's most revered university systems that I could even conjure up. Right?
Right.
Totally agree with you. He's got to resign. You might be sensing that I'm getting to a butt, and I do have one.
Okay.
Here is the but. What we have experienced in the state of Wisconsin is years of basically funding attacks for the university system that have largely come from one party that sits on the right.
Agreed.
An increasing failure to commit to holding tuitions as low as possible for all of our in-state students. What we then see, particularly with the demographic pinch that is happening, there's just fewer people going to four-year universities, is kind of a perfect storm of factors. He's still, Jay Rothman's wrong, and he should resign, and I agree with all of that. But what we are also seeing is that we have a lot of students, including those that enjoy in-state tuition here in Wisconsin programs, still leaving with crushing amounts of debt. And they are not able to obtain jobs that return a significant increase in income than a similarly situated person without a four-year liberal arts-based degree. In other words, it can be also, he shouldn't have said that. It's totally inappropriate. That's wrong. It can also be true that we need to be very carefully thinking about and demonstrating, especially for students that have to take on loans, the return on investment of their degree.
Appreciate
and that also is really important. Thanks so much.
I want to ask you a quick question, Maggie, before I let you go. Because for people that don't know, you're an attorney. I'm sure whether you know him personally or met him personally, you're aware of Jay Rothman and Foley and Lardner. Agree or disagree? This memo was not just some, you know, he didn't just sit down in 5 minutes and inadvertently send this out. An attorney like Jay Rothman knew exactly what wording he was using. Did he not? Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. And that's why I'm so appalled. Mm-hmm. Like, we should have a higher standard for the president of this university system, which has been revered. The Wisconsin idea is rooted in a liberal arts-based education so that we have an informed citizenry that participates in government. How dare you speak this way?
Appreciate
that
the call.
That is an insult. It is unconscionable, right? And right. That was not misplaced language. And for someone who should know so much better, that is an epic failure and unrecoverable failure of judgment.
Maggie, we appreciate you. Listen to Maggie every afternoon from 6 until 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Appreciate you. Let's go.
Or
quick.
6 till 7.
Or 6 till 7. Pardon me, Maggie. 6 till 7 on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to go quickly to Bev. Bev at Richland Center has been at a lot of these meetings concerning the campus. She works for the Valley Sentinel, a great independent paper in Southwest Wisconsin. Bev, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I need to thank you for your passion on this, but I'd like to extend it a little bit farther. You talked about what in the world could they have in mind politically, and I'd like to take a minute to read something that Thomas Jefferson wrote.
Sure.
Because the guys who started our democracy here knew how incredibly important education was to the survival of democracy, and here's what Thomas Jefferson said. Experience hath shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. And it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this would be to illuminate, as far as practicable, the minds of the people of law at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purpose. Now, that's Thomas Jefferson. They knew that without the education of the masses, democracy could not survive. And that, to me, is the weapon that the Republicans are using at this point in time. They're using the weakening of education to weaken our democracy and set us open for autocracy.
Bev, always great call. Really, really appreciate it, my friend. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for giving us the knowledge there. Have a great day out there at Richland Center. Trigvy, a couple minutes left before the have to go to pay some bills here. Your thoughts on both Maggie and Bev's call?
Well, I mean, I think spot on. The Maggie's call about what they're, you know, this is the thing. For a bunch of business people, you'd think that they would get that education is an investment for the individual, but it's also an investment for the state in those by providing the opportunity. And they seem to miss that. They seem to completely miss that. And they want to, you know, dictate terms. Now, that being said, I personally believe that, you know, and I have kids who will be going to college reasonably soon. When they reach that point, I am going to say to them, you know, they should think about what is the opportunity that comes on the other side based on what they get their degree in, right? There is some responsibility that rests on the person in terms of what kind of degree they pursue, right? Yeah. If you're getting a degree in gender studies, well, you need to know what you're going to try and do with that on the other end.
Sure.
No, there isn't enough of that.
And we've said on this program several times, I'm a big supporter of the Wisconsin tech colleges as well and the trades. And I don't think that a four-year degree is necessary for every person to be successful in life. It's just not everybody needs one. But there are vocations and jobs out there where it is necessary. And a liberal arts, you know, I learned more from some of my English classes and history classes, although I didn't go on to be an English teacher or a historian, but as a communication guy, I use some of those things more than I use my direct communication major classes. I grew as a person. I met people from Central America. My prejudices were broken down. And my closest friends, one of whom is from that group in El Salvador. And my godsons are half Salvadoran. Back with more Trigby after this. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Lyles Show on Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What's going on, Wisconsin? It's Kristen Bry checking in to say hi and let you know, all things considered, my maternity leave's going great. Thank you for tuning in to As Goes Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app while I'm gone. Can't wait to be back to share mommy stories and get back to breaking down the never boring Wisconsin news cycle.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Gosh.
We gotta do it.
I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was in
Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
All right, Taylor, keep it going. Let's hear more of Taylor Swift. I will not calm down. When it comes to the University of Wisconsin, the university system, the Wisconsin idea, the borders of our university, the borders of our state, the idea of a liberal arts degree, it is emblazoned on bronze on Bascom Hill. The consistent winnowing and sifting of ideas for which the truth alone shall be found. It's one of the basis of our tagline, pursuing
Bascom
truth.
Bascom Hill is one you're willing to die on.
That's a hill. Bascom Hill is where I'm willing to die on. Absolutely. And the fact that Jay Rothman, the president of the University of Wisconsin system, puts out an email to university chancellors telling them to scale back, essentially, their shift away from liberal arts programs, particularly in low-income campuses, is appalling. And Jay Rothman ought to resign, and all of his minions around him should be taken out of the 17th floor of Van Nuys. Clean house. Call in the movers. And then the governor of this state, Tony Evers, the education governor, should hold a press conference this afternoon telling him exactly that. Let's go to the text line. Mark from the SAC says, just called the contact number from Jay Rothman. Actually spoke to a live person who gladly took my comments. While I kept it polite, we appreciate that, thanking her for her service to our state, I stated my disgust for Rothman's plan and suggest he resign or be fired. If you'd like to contact Jay Rothman, write it down. We'll give it to you later. This is his public number at his office, 608-262-3321. Let me say that again. 608-262-2321. The public number for the office of President Jay Rothman. One more time, 608-262-2321. You can also email him at president@uwsa.edu.
Can you imagine Catherine Lyle? Wasn't she like a physics professor?
think so.
Can you imagine her saying something like that?
Never.
Like, she's a real academic. Part of the problem here is this is what happens. Like, they need somebody who bridges the gap between business and academia, not just some hack.
Yes. Absolutely.
And honestly, I know enough about big law firms because I deal with them from time to time. You know what an operator you have to become the president of a law firm? Like, that's all that you are. You might be a good lawyer. You might be a rotten lawyer. But at the end of the day, you're a political operator. That's
absolutely
what you are.
Absolutely.
And that's what this guy. Yeah. He needs to go.
Jay Rothman, resign. Take all your minions with you. Tony Evers, call for his job. Want to move on to a speed round, Trigvy. This was the breaking news today, literally as we came on the air, and that's why it was important. I appreciate you going with it and giving us all your thoughts. It's an important story for the entire state of Wisconsin. There's other important news on it. I want to get your take on it. First of all, the Koch brothers, the big, rich, conservative, right-wing funding arm of the Republican Party, one of them, has announced that they are going to endorse or have endorsed Nikki Haley, the governor of North Carolina, in order to be the presidential nominee. They're putting all their eggs into the basket on Nikki Haley, hoping that Trump will falter.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Koch network has never been a huge fan of Trump and Trumpism, conservatism. They're more traditional. Reagan-esque kind of conservatives. Yeah, I mean, it certainly is a big deal. Donald Trump is still the favorite. But, you know, at least it seems like there's a coalescing around the idea that the only way they're going to beat Trump is to have one candidate. And I think there's also seems to be a recognition that of those candidates, Nikki Haley is the best choice. For a variety of reasons, some of them structural in terms of how the primaries unfold. Some of them, quite frankly, I just think she's a pretty good contrast, right, between her and Trump. But people shouldn't have rose-colored glasses on. Donald Trump is still the proverbial favorite by far in the race and will be until he isn't.
Yeah.
But
And also Nikki Haley is no moderate either. She just looks that way when you compare her to Trump.
She's a traditional.
But she hasn't disavowed Trump. She has, unlike Chris Christie, she is not disavowing him.
She has not disavowed him, but she has, you know, she's criticized him. It's a complicated thing because Donald Trump, I believe, is an existential autocratic threat to the nation. And he's basically saying it. He autocrat signals all the time with his quoting Hitler and, you know, we're going to have camps and all the rest.
Wants to shut down MSNBC now.
Yeah. Well, I would like to have seen more Republicans, and I'm just speaking for me, Trigvy, not for LP, for the Lincoln Project. But I would like to see more people speak out the way Chris Christie has and so forth. One of the things I learned from working against autocratic forces around the world is, if somebody is standing up and criticizing the autocratic actor and challenging them, they're your ally. I call it the Stalin rule. I have six rules for dealing with autocrats. You know, Roosevelt and Churchill understood that Joseph Stalin might be the second most reprehensible human being in the history of mankind, but they were trying to stop the most reprehensible. And hence they made alliance. So, you know,
point well taken.
I'm not endorsing Nikki Haley. I'm not, because that probably wouldn't be helpful for Nikki Haley. But if she takes off Donald Trump, amen. Should she be saying more? Probably.
Yeah. Here's what I want to say. I'll get about a minute left because of this breaking news. Your system didn't get Taylor Swift. I think is going to be in Lambeau Field this week because the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, her beau, Travis Kelce is coming to Green Bay. Will Taylor Swift be there? B, can the Packers win?
I have no idea if Taylor Swift will be there. That's a question for my daughters. I hope she does show up, and that would be good.
I do too.
Did she do a concert in Wisconsin?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. I think the Twin Cities and Chicago is the closest.
Well, she should go to Green Bay and do a concert at Lambeau Field in the summer.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I hope she shows up. Can the Packers win? I'm optimistic.
All right. And if they win, people are saying maybe playoffs.
Yeah, maybe. Jordan Love, baby.
Packer owner.
Who needs Taylor when you got Love?
Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, Trivi Olson. Thanks, my friends. See you next Wednesday. Back with hour two after this. Do not go anywhere. The heat will stay turned up for hour two on the Civic Media Radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The truce in the Israel-Hamas war has been extended to a seventh day. The BBC's Hugo Bachega reports an attack.